It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, supporters of the Buy American Made, Support American Workers campaign, appreciate updates about what is happening in the United States. We are working to maintain and expand America's private sector industries and local businesses that create jobs for American workers. The figures being listed are from the United States Census Bureau and are listed on the United States Debt Clock, which is posted on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. The following five facts are as of mid-January 2024. Number one, there are over 335 million people living in the United States. Number two, 162 million Americans are employed. 139 million people are employed at full and part-time jobs with private sector businesses. 23 million people are employed at various levels of government. Number three, over 30 million working age people are not presently employed, but could be available for full or part-time jobs as jobs expand in the United States. Number four, the United States Census report states that more than 43 million Americans of all ages are living below the federal income poverty guidelines. This statistic would change for the better as more jobs are created in the United States. Number five, in order to pay off the $34 trillion national debt, which has been generated with the approval of national elected leaders over the years, every man, woman, and child in the United States would have to give the federal government $101,000 to pay off the national debt. This is why we continue to encourage a balanced budget amendment be enacted for the United States federal government. You can check out these facts and many others on the United States Debt Clock, which is listed on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. As you review the information, consider how much better life in America would be if our industries were fully restored and the tens of millions of working age people would be employed and able to be supporting themselves. Thank you for all of your spreading the word, and thank you for supporting American workers. Your participation is very important. This is Michael Blihosh. I appreciate hearing from you. My email address is michael@americanworkersradio.com. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.